This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Charlie Burris, Benjamin McKee.
What up?
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, good morning, individual.
Monday, the best day of the week. Charlie, how you feeling? How y'all feeling today?
I'm doing all right.
Definitely the best day of the week.
I got a little sunburned over the weekend, but other than that.
So you went for a little fishing trip.
Well, just went. And God bless them, the parents just got a new boat, and so got to go out there and hang out.
Where's our invite?
Sometime soon, maybe. I don't know. That's not really my call, I'd say.
I know. I'm kidding.
I love to take that up with my father.
I love to put people on the spot like that. Whenever you catch up with an old friend and you run into them for the first time in a while. Oh, yeah. We went to Dollywood last week. Where was my invite?
See, where were you at, bro? Was...
Oh, we went and got a burger yesterday. We went to the movies. Where is my invite? You know, I want to see the new Incredibles movie. Where's my invite?
They didn't want you to come, man. Pretty simple.
It makes people feel so awkward, though. I love it.
865-200-5503. Two football commits over the weekend. It could be two defensive players. It could be one defensive player and one offensive player. It just depends. And we'll discuss that here soon. Tennessee basketball got a commitment over the weekend. Local product. Post player 6'9", from Bearden High School, Drew Pember, and we will discuss Rick Barnes recruiting at a high level, it seems. Austin Thomas finally lands after kind of leaving Tennessee at the altar.
That's weird. And Ole Miss.
Yeah, it was interesting. Austin Thomas, for people, full context, he was hired by Tennessee? What would you consider what happened?
He left LSU for Tennessee.
Yeah. He left his job with the expectation that he would be hired by Jeremy Pruitt as a part of essentially the recruiting team, or what he really would have been the...
He wanted to be the GM.
Yeah, the general manager.
He wanted to have the same type of title, responsibilities. And Tennessee was like, no.
He wanted more power than Jeremy Pruitt was willing to give up, I think.
Yeah, no, we don't know you like that.
Yeah.
So what he thought was going to happen and what actually happened, two different things. And he left LSU with the intention of being the first and only college football GM. And that did not... pan out, and he decided not to sign with Tennessee. A lot of fans were upset at Tennessee that Austin Thomas was not brought in, but it was not on Tennessee like that. It was not Tennessee's fault. This was a case, and I like Austin. I like him a lot. I mean, he's very, very, very sharp, very smart. He loves Tennessee, but Austin was feeling himself a lot. And was expecting for our new staff, a coach that he has not worked with before, to basically give him the same type of freedom and power that he had at LSU. And I'm sorry, that's not going to, wasn't going to fly. And so Austin decided to step out, and he's been a free agent for for a few months. And Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M brought him in. So he is at Texas A&M. I wish him well. I won't say I wish him the best because he's still in the SEC and he's recruiting against Tennessee, but I wish him well for his career. And it didn't work out. It doesn't mean that Tennessee messed up or it's Tennessee's fault.
I was going to say, but it's just interesting. He has definitely gotten a bit of a reputation from hopping around so much because he even in the past, while he was at LSU, went to USC for 3 months and then came back. Mm-hmm. And jump ship on USC too, so he's got a bit of a reputation. And there were comments on the announcement of his firing, at least the one that I looked at. Multiple comments that said, this guy, you know, sort of
said hiring and firing.
His hiring at Texas A&M. Okay. Yeah, you know, said be careful. Something, you know, be careful with this guy. You know, seems like he whatever. You know, criticism of him for being. So it seems a little noncommittal, but good for him. That's a good position to be in. Jimbo Fisher should be, I mean, that should be a cakewalk to recruit out of the state of Texas with Jimbo Fisher as your boss. So
they're lighting up right now so far in recruiting. Yeah. I mean, it's so many players in the state of Texas that Texas and Texas A&M get their players, and there still be enough room for everybody else to get theirs too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many athletes in that state. So, yeah. Jimbo is doing a very, very good job, and they'll continue, especially with the addition of Austin Thomas. And Austin thinks very highly of himself. And you have to have that type of mentality to be in college football at this level. So I'm glad that he is working. Don't want anybody on the sideline not getting paid. So glad he is working. All right, let's get to the Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Andy's been on hold for like 18 minutes. So let's see.
Who could it ever be?
Let's see if Andy's awake. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, Andy's awake. Good morning, Andy.
Well, I got to be awake after my Lord, what a weekend. We got Aaron Beasley, Anthony Harris, and plus one from a shooter for basketball. Man, Tennessee's recruiting hotter than cornbread in the oven right now.
That's right. That's right, Andy. I like it.
That should be Jeremy Pruitt's catchphrase. In
hotter than cornbread in the oven.
They're already predicting Chris Boggle could, too, because he had tweeted, I reckon, to Aaron Beasley said, I forget what it was he had said,
he was supportive. Let's just say that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he was supportive.
He said it orange after the tweet, so you never know. There was seven other ones down there total after Beasley, so only time will tell.
I've said this a couple of times. Tennessee's going to recruit at a high level. That's not going to be the problem. That's not going to be the issue. Tennessee is going to get good players. What Tennessee has to make sure it does, if you want to win at a high level, is you got to get the quarterback position right. You got to get it right. Because you can recruit three, four, five, six dudes at one position and have, you know, a guy not be as good as you need him to be and then get him out of there and the other 10 make the other player play very well and kind of hide his deficiencies. You can't do it at quarterback. You cannot do it at quarterback. You can have the best hand in America, but if your quarterback turns the football over, if he is not making the plays that he needs to make, not getting you out of bad plays, it's the difference between going undefeated and losing four or five games. I mean, you can't get the quarterback position wrong. So Tennessee is going to recruit at a high level. Tennessee, in the last 8 years, we've recruited in the teens. We've been a 10 to 15 in that ranking, 13 somewhere around there. We've been consistently at that point in the last 8 years. You bring back Coach Fulmer. You have Jeremy Pruitt, former National Recruiter of the Year with this staff. They're going to recruit at a high level. That's not a question. So I'm not really surprised they're doing this, to be honest. Now, Ben, I will tell you something. Mm-mm. Tennessee's in a really good place for Jaden Hill. You stay away from Jaden Hill, okay? You have been ordered to stay away from Jaden Hill because you, my friend, will try to play Will Smith for Jaden Hill and use that to recruit him because you think he looks like Jaden Smith.
He does not
look like Jaden Smith.
Yes, he does.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does. How did you know that I spent my entire weekend writing a remix to Miami by Will Smith, but instead it's titled Knoxville by Ben McKee?
For Jaden Hill?
For Jaden Hill.
You stay away from Jaden Hill.
We're going to Knoxville.
Stay away.
Up to the Smoky Mountains.
Stay away. I think Terry Fair, Pruitt.
I can help him out. I can give him an assist.
No, they don't need your help.
I can be Chris Paul.
No.
To LeBron.
They don't need you to be Chris Paul. They don't need you to be Chris Paul, John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Pete Maravich. Just sit down.
Matt Johnson. I don't want to be like them anyways. I want to be Mike Conley.
Well, you were hurt, barely could walk on Friday.
I feel better today.
Like you were very, very hurt. You were on the IR on Friday. So that is Mike Conley, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You didn't have to bring that up.
Just saying, it happened. So after this first break, we'll get to recruiting, but really, really, really shocked at the behavior of college football fans over the weekend. Saturday. Just very shocked.
Pertaining to what event?
To T. Higgins. Just very shocked.
Are you telling me?
Very shocked.
That perhaps on social media, people posted things without doing their homework.
And college football fans overreacted?
That's not even what I'm shocked about. What I'm shocked about is how thirsty and hungry people were.
People love a good scandal.
That a kid was going to get in trouble. Like, they wanted it to happen so bad. And it seemed like it was more South Carolina fans and, unfortunately, Tennessee fans. And I just don't understand why. But, I mean, just that was a very weird situation there Saturday. I think we should be rooting for his success, to be honest. But it didn't seem that way over the weekend.
There's a lot to unpackage in that situation.
It was weird, and it was funny that a rinky-dink dealership tried to use a student athlete to come up and got exposed and had to backpedal. It's a really, really, really weird situation, and there's only one person that really gets negatively affected here, and that's T. Higgins. But just very surprised at some of the behavior over the weekend. But hey, it is college football. We are thirsty for, I guess, football news.
Retreats. But
man, people were just really, really hoping that this kid was going to get in trouble. Man, it was kind of sad.
My biggest takeaway is that Clemson has reached Alabama level. 100% reached Alabama level now that you have players and recruits taking pictures with fancy cars, whether it's his or not. That's the Alabama way to do things. Remember Derrick Henry and his red Dodge Charger.
And many Alabama players with Dodge Chargers. In fact.
Dabo has Clemson at Alabama level when recruits, signees, and current players are on the internet taking pictures with fancy cars.
Folks, just jump to conclusions. Remember Lady Gaga? What was it, Super Bowl before last week? She jumped from the top of the football stadium?
Mm-hmm.
People are jumping to conclusions like Lady Gaga. I mean, my goodness. It was a sight to see on Saturday. 865-200-5503. Swain Event. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Half smoked chicken, sides, and a pleasant, pleasant end to your meal with the small serving of banana pudding at Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special on Monday. 20 minutes past the top of the hour, and over the weekend, boy, we need the season to hurry up, because it's been a long time since I've seen an overreaction like one with T. Higgins in his car. So there's a picture floating around of Oak Ridge star T. Higgins, went to Clemson, had a great freshman year, we know that. Of a McLaren. Nice McLaren. Really sharp. Red. Black rims. In the background, you see the car dealership. A mobile home car dealership. So there's a picture of T. Higgins in front of the car. And people automatically assume that, oh, T. Higgins has a new car. He bought a new car. Oh, he was given a new car. And I was just laughing. Like, that's the first thing people go to. Now, I remember my senior year, kind of picking out a dream car of what I wanted when I went to the league. And I remember going to Naples, Florida and training for the NFL Combine. And there was like an exotic car lot in Naples, Florida. I mean, there's money down there in Naples. And we stayed in a pretty nice condo. But when we had free time, we would go look at these cars. This is like what people would do when they're making a dream board. You know, you make a dream board. You cut out things in the magazine. You write down things on a poster. And you're basically putting these ideas out in the universe. It's like writing your goals down. So you make this dream board. Hey, you cut a picture out of your favorite car or a house you want to live in, or, you know, if you want to be super healthy, whatever it is. But this is our way of creating a dream board, which was go by this car dealership every single day. It's not all about material things, but hey, it's no problem with wanting a toy or two. So that was kind of what motivated us when we're hurting, when we're tired, is, hey, man, look at that car. That's awesome. What T. Higgins did was pretty much the same thing, man. He took a picture of a car, something he wanted. Now, here's the problem. This is what caused the uproar, is that the dealership tweeted this photo trying to use T. Higgins to get people to come to their car lot and buy a car. They look really thirsty. They look really inexperienced in this situation. We've had so many players come through University of Tennessee. There's many dealerships around here. Many used dealerships. I know of a dealership where several guys have gotten a car. I've gotten a car from this dealership. Was not done illegally. Mm-hmm. Was done on the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got my car, the first thing I went to was the compliance office to make sure everything was done right. All the I's were dotted. All the T's were crossed. But you better believe I was in there. That dealership was acting like it was the first time they ever had a Clemson football player at their lot.
Customer.
And maybe it was. If their office is still a mobile home.
You're posting a photo of a player in front of one of your nicest cars. Now, how do you even have that car for sale and you are doing business out of my mobile home? That's the first question. Anyways, that's the first question. But they're acting like they've never dealt with a high-profile potential customer ever. And in that area, Clemson players are like freaking Denzel Washington. They're Hollywood in that area. But when I first looked at that tweet, I immediately pointed the finger at the dealership. Because you have to know what position you're putting that young man in. People are all automatically will speculate that kid bought that car. I'm not a very smart opinion to have just off a picture. Well, why would a Clemson sophomore buy a $200,000 car and post it on social media? Well, usually common sense. Well, too smart.
And the caption was super stupid.
Yes.
Can we point that out first? He said, a big thanks to the number one ranked college wide receiver T. Higgins from Clemson for coming to purchase a vehicle today, which he doesn't say, oh, it was a Nissan Sentra or whatever. He just says to purchase a vehicle.
The first sentence is wrong.
The word is getting out that this is the place to come buy a vehicle without fees.
Oh, my God.
So
read the first sentence again.
A big thanks to the number one ranked college wide receiver, T. Higgins.
Ranked where?
From Clemson.
Where's he ranked number one?
In his heart, Swain.
This is such an amateur.
There's so much wrong with this. I in some sense get the feeling that T. Higgins shows up. This dude doesn't actually know who he is. and he has it explained to him. Maybe there's another dude at the dealership that's like, dude, that's Dusty Higgins. Look at that. And the guy's like, oh, I don't know who that is, but that sounds like, I wonder if he would, you know, want to take a picture with a cool car or something. We could post that on Facebook. You know, some kind of nonsense like that. Because this, yeah, this is amateur hour. This is Bush League stuff.
I mean, on other posts where the dealership was trying to explain what happened, they did go out for a test drive, which is not against NCAA violations for T. Higgins to be on a test drive of a car, because anyone can do that. If you get special treatment, like, for instance, you go to a restaurant and you eat your food and the bill is taken care of, someone pays for it, that is illegal. That's illegal. That's a special benefit. That cannot happen. I remember in school, there was a fast food restaurant on the strip, okay? And one of the workers was very excited that Tennessee football players were coming, was coming to eat. So I think in exchange for an autograph, or maybe not even that, our guys got some extra chicken nuggets and a junior bacon cheeseburger.
So,
something like that. And our guys got in trouble, and they had to basically pay back the little money, $5-6
chicken nuggets,
and that was it. But that's illegal. You cannot do that. For T. Higgins, this is not going to be a big problem.
I think it will be, but not because of this one incident. I think the NCAA may look at this and be like, Clemson has gotten really good over the last couple of years. T. Higgins had a funky recruitment.
That wasn't that funky.
Well, funky in terms of there's a lot of drama surrounding it with him going back. It was kind of omissious. Old Miss-ish.
It wasn't funky.
It was, in my opinion, in terms of – I'm not talking about things behind the scenes. I'm talking about in terms of him, the whole July 4th announcement and him kind of leading Tennessee fans on and flip-flopping a little bit.
That's a normal recruitment.
Maybe so. But I think it – this is cause for concern for Clemson and T. Higgins because the NCAA may decide to look into it.
That's true. Man, you've given the NCAA a reason to now look. I mean, that's
– Just remember, all the NCAA needed to look into Lane Kiffin was Jordan McRae at a barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, you've given them a reason. Now, that is the problem now with this is is not necessarily illegal – but you're just giving them a reason to go, okay, let's see.
Let's find something. Yeah,
Let's dive in.
It looks like an endorsement. It has the visual of an endorsement initially.
Which is illegal.
And which is very illegal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And, you know, we've talked about it at length. Obviously, I believe that should be legal. It's a whole other conversation. But it is, at this point, against the rules. And, yeah, the NCAA could very well take it as an opportunity to take a dive into Clemson.
If T did not know that's what the dealership was trying to do, he'll be fine.
Yeah, because I'm sure he has people all day long saying, hey, can we get a selfie and take a picture? You're T. Higgins. And that probably was the situation here to some extent. And then the dude took it, put it on Facebook.
If you know, let's say a dealership says, okay, Swain, you can drive this car for free for a week if you let us post about you driving our car on social media. That is illegal. If you knowingly do that, then you can get in trouble by the NCAA. But for T, not really knowing that this guy was going to post a photo and pump it up to try to get more business, he's going to be okay in this particular situation. But it just really looks bad on the dealership. I mean, this is really amateur hour.
How many calls did they receive from Clemson, the university,
dude,
and Clemson fans? Like, Clemson fans should be going in on that dealership.
They are.
The way Kentucky fans went on John Higgins. I believe that was his name.
The referee,
John,
yeah.
Something like, I believe
it was
Higgins.
His name. Yeah. Like
John Higgins.
Yeah.
And his air conditioning company.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was
because imagine if that was
they deleted it. It's gone. But
who's Tennessee's best player this year?
Trey Smith or
Nigel Warrior. Imagine if that was one of those two.
Trey Smith.
It is.
Yeah.
But Trey Smith also may not play this season. So if it was one of those two at some rinkety dinkety mobile car dealership out in Merrillville. Can you imagine how many phone calls they'd get from mad Tennessee fans after everything Tennessee's been through?
Oh, absolutely.
And then the university on top of that. I mean, you can imagine how Dabo felt. I mean, because that also indirectly makes Dabo look bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what Saturday did, though? It exposed all the hypocrites in college football. Like, you trying to point the finger at some potential cheating? And you are a fan of a major program? Like, come on now.
Be careful what you
like
for.
Are you serious? You gonna point the finger at somebody else?
It happens everywhere.
Oh my gosh. You don't even want to know the history of every SEC football school. Except for Vanderbilt, maybe. You at Vanderbilt when James Franklin was there, was getting kids in academically that had no business being there. But, like, chill out. I heard this quote from a famous head coach. People who get dressed in basements throw in the glass house. Something like that.
People who get, I believe it was,
people who live in glass houses
don't get dressed, or get dressed in the basement. People who live in glass houses get dressed in the basement, I believe.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
865-255-03. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lumber Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store. With flavors of home in every bite, whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Gets caught cheating, I think you should laugh. We should have jokes. Hey, when Lane Tunzel had the gas mask on and all that stuff, and that was actually sad, that moment, because someone was trying to ruin his most important moment as a football player. But all the Hugh Freeze stuff and Ole Miss getting caught cheating, okay, laugh. But to sit here and accuse other schools of cheating, As an SEC football fan, I'm sorry. I just wouldn't do it.
You ever see that meme? It's become really popular where it's a screen cap from an old Spider-Man cartoon, and it's two Spider-Mans. It's like the exact same Spider-Man, and they're pointing at each other. That's become like a meme.
Yeah.
That's what's happening when people do that. Tennessee fans or whoever, South Carolina fans or whoever, looking at Clemson and saying, ha, 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 whoa. You got to be honest with who you are, too.
The only reason why we've seen this scandal in basketball is because there's so many people involved. You have these agents, these agencies. They are involved. With football, you can cheat and go straight from one person, straight cash, to the player of the family. And that's it. And no one will know. Basketball, there's too many hands involved. So yeah, you're gonna get caught. But football, it's hard to really get caught. You have to be really dumb and reckless and careless to get caught in football.
Like Derek Dooley and Maurice Couch.
Yes.
Straight cash.
Where you are, and that was Maurice Couch with the agent. The agent sent that money. It wasn't Derek Dooley.
I should have clarified. Yeah. Derek Dooley.
It was an agent that sent money to Maurice Couch, and there was documentation, just like Willie Matt Garza and a MoneyGram or something like that. There was documentation there. When you just deliver cash, like Auburn did for Cam Newton,
no
allegedly, there's no trace. But I just think it's funny that SEC football fans point the finger to other SEC football fans for cheating. It's like, come on, man, really?
Not even just SEC, just big-time college football fans of Clemson, Oklahoma. There's so many big-time college football programs out there that could fit in the SEC very well if they were in the region. So it's not just the SEC. It's just college football in general now with all these big-time programs. It's funny on Twitter when a situation like T. Higgins happens, everybody points the finger. USC, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State.
But it was two fan bases more than any other fan bases. It was Tennessee and South Carolina.
Because we know why Tennessee was involved, and we know why South Carolina was involved. South Carolina's probably, I guess, maybe not Clemson's biggest rival. Oh, yeah,
they
are. Definitely.
Yeah, it's
Clemson's
biggest
rival. Yeah, it's Clemson's biggest rival.
Them and Florida State.
Yeah.
It's South Carolina and Clemson. They've been the biggest rival of each other for a long time.
Yes, it is.
And what's disappointing about, you know, Tennessee fans kind of rooting for his downfall is, like, at the end of the day, he is a local product. He lives in Oak Ridge. And I'm rooting for his success because I want him to be able to come back in another year or two or three or whatever and pull the next kid or five kids or 10 kids or 20 kids out of Oak Ridge to let them know, hey, if you work hard, if you surround yourself with good people and away from, you know, mobile home car dealerships, that you can be successful. That's what this should be about. Whether or not he went to Tennessee or not is, here's an opportunity for a young man to transcend his circumstances. Single mother at home. I'm pretty sure he had negative influences trying to pull him away when he was a little bit younger. But football was his platform to go on and do great things. That's what this should be about. But instead, I think we put our selfishness in place of what's important. He's not playing for Tennessee, but there's a reason why he's not playing for Tennessee. If your son was in that same scenario that T. Higgins was, would you play for Butch Jones probably? I mean, that'd be hard to do.
And we have this take on the text box, which is semi-related to what you're saying there. DVD said, T. Higgins turned his back on the ball so he can kick rocks. Stop white knighting for him. I hope he gets suspended.
It's just a really immature, petty take.
Well, it's ridiculous because the person in the whole T. Higgins situation that I would blame, like, I don't blame T. Higgins. You got to do what's best for you. You're a kid. You know, you got to do what's best for your future. It's on Butch Jones. That's on Butch Jones. 2,000%. He screwed that up. He screwed up Cade Mays' recruiting. He screwed up, you know, time and time again in a plethora of ways. But that's, in some sense, you know, I get it, local kid, he goes to Clemson, whatever. But you have to think about it as he is making the best decision for him. And at the end of the day, the onus for recruiting is on Butch Jones there, and Butch Jones was an idiot.
What's the difference between T. Higgins and Randall Cobb?
Next to nothing, I would say.
The only difference is
Randall Cobb was overlooked, wasn't it?
Only difference is initially. Only difference is that T. Higgins was identified early in the process as being a player that Tennessee wanted,
and he committed to Tennessee.
He committed to Tennessee, whatever. But he was pressured to commit. Oh, people don't understand that he was pressured to commit. Really, did not want to make a decision at that time, but he was pressured to commit, and he did that. Only difference between him and Randall Cobb is that Randall Cobb got the offer late. Okay, but Randall Cobb went somewhere else. He went somewhere else. He went to Kentucky, a team that I guess is the rival in football, and played against us. Never was a threat, honestly, at all. Kentucky was never going to win at a high level with Randall Cobb. Clemson's winning. And so for T to go to Clemson, there's some jealousy that's sitting in, I think, with Vol fans. Randall Cobb went to Kentucky. Was a, what, first, second-round pick there with the Packers. He's been there ever since. He's been a Pro Bowl player. He's been on Under Armour commercials. He's come back to this community, putting on camps. He's done so much for that Alcoa community, that Blount County community. That's what T. Higgins can do for Oak Ridge. And that's what I'm looking at as being more important. If you are only concerned with people or only care about people that can do things for you, I'm sorry, I don't know how you're going to make it. You know, in this world, like, you got to be able to root for people when they're not necessarily benefiting you. There's a clear difference between T. Higgins and Cade Mays. T. tried to do this thing as best as possible. He loved Tennessee. He really, really, really liked Tennessee. Well, he just couldn't come here, and he handled himself the best way he could. Now, Cade Mays, on the other hand, was the opposite. He was disrespectful to Tennessee. And I think people should be able to say, okay, here's two local kids who did not come to Tennessee, but one tried to handle himself a little bit better than the other.
What that message told me that Charlie read off is that that individual person and many more people like him care more about football than a kid setting up his family for the rest of their life. And that is sad.
It's hard. Well, it is hard. Like I said, I get it to a certain extent. It's hard to have that perspective when you love Tennessee so much.
I love Tennessee so much, and I want to see T. Higgins
when it's so
at
deep
Tennessee,
down.
But I care more about T. Higgins being successful in life and setting up his family for success than him coming to Tennessee.
It's just
I can separate. I can look at two from different angles.
Exactly. It is definitely. You know, we're acting like it's easy to have that kind of perspective as dudes who are dudes who are pretty jaded to the business. You know, when you cover Tennessee up close, obviously you were in the program. You know, you kind of see how the sausage is made, and makes you a little cynical about it. You know, we come from that position, but someone that's just a diehard fan, got orange in their veins. Like I, t- to a certain extent, I understand how you feel that way. It's hard to look at that and, you know, kind of through gritted teeth be like, I have to be happy for him just because he's doing what's best for him. Like, I
100%
I
agree with you, but I don't think that applies in this situation. This is bigger than football. You should be able to separate the two in situation. This is a kid's livelihood and a kid's future, being able to set up his family for success for so many years, being able to come back and give back to Oak Ridge, like Swain said. You should be able to separate the two in this instance.
When Todd Gurley was set up by that Florida fan, like, I felt bad. Like, I felt really sorry for Todd Gurley because he was like a pawn in a scheme to try to get Georgia in trouble. A grown man set up Todd Gurley to get him in trouble. And here's Todd Gurley with his future kind of hanging in the balance, his future being questioned, not being able to play ball again. So I understand kind of a rabid fan who says he's not Tennessee, I don't care about him. But at the same time, he is from this area. And, like, I'm in this community, and we see what's going on with our young boys and how important it is to have positive role models. Like, I'm doing a camp this weekend with Jabari Davis. And there's going to be so many young men there that when they grow up, they're going to have a decision to make whether to take the right path or take the wrong path. There's going to be a lot of successful kids in that camp in 5 years, 10 years. There may be some kids that's going to be at this camp that may find themselves in trouble in 5 to 10 years because of the people that they hang around, the decisions that they make. And so it's just really important that we just put things in perspective. If T. Higgins was from, you know, some corner in Tennessee, 3 hours away from here, I would maybe understand it a little bit more. But T. Higgins is right here. He's from right in this area. Well,
and the thing I don't get is, why are you holding a grudge against T. Higgins because he didn't want to come play for Butch Jones? Somebody please explain that to me. He didn't want to come play for Butch Jones. Why would you hold that over somebody?
I mean, I get it. Like, all right.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, man. This story has so many layers to it, though. Mm-hmm. It's so many layers. 865-255-03. Attaboy coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK,
don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From now on, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here on the Swain Event, where we highlight some positivity around the world of sports and outside the world of sports. And I'll go first, and I'll give a Attaboy to my good friend Wes Rucker, writes at GoVols 24/7. He was married. He got married over the weekend, Saturday. Him and Lauren. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful function there. Beautiful ceremony, and I had a really, really, really good time. And I'm just so happy that these two families came together. Lauren and Wes, congratulations. So that's where my attaboy is going today. Still surprised that Wes got married and that anybody would want to spend their life with Wes. But happy for Wes and Lauren.
Best of luck. Got some good. Lauren.
I got some good stories from Wes's dad too to embarrass Wes on too. So
yeah, if he ever gets,
I can't wait.
If we ever need something to hold over his head,
I got some good stories from Wes's father and mother. So I got something for you, Wes. You better behave.
That's hilarious. I'm giving an attaboy to Tennessee Tech, pride of the state right now.
Yeah.
After Vanderbilt was knocked out of the college world, not World Series, but college baseball playoffs last night. Tennessee Tech is in a 1-1 tie with Texas right now. So maybe the attaboy is a little premature because they still have a huge game today at 1 o'clock on ESPN2. The winner takes all, winner goes to the World Series. And it would be the first time in school history that Tennessee Tech advanced to the College World Series. It would actually be the first time an Ohio Valley Conference team has advanced to the World Series. So a really cool thing going on at Tennessee Tech.
Let's go, Tech!
Texas on, I guess it was Saturday, and then they fell to Texas 4-2 yesterday. It's really cool. Those who have listened to the show for a while know that I played baseball with Kyle Wright. He now pitches for the Braves, and his older brother is the pitching coach for Tennessee Tech. So, dads were my baseball coach at Buckhorn. We all three played together.
Wow.
So Mitchell, who is Kyle's older brother, he was 3 years older than me, is Tennessee Tech's pitching coach, was the pitching coach at UAH last year, and then caught on with Tennessee Tech head coach Matt Braga. So it's been really cool to see Mitchell on TV getting fired up for his pitchers. And Tennessee Tech has some awesome pitchers. They had the Cubs drafted one in the first couple of rounds. Another got drafted, I want to say, by the Orioles in the first couple of rounds. And then also Chase Chambers is Tech's best hitter. He's from Farragut High School. Was drafted in the 16th round by the Orioles. So Tennessee Tech has it going on right now. And Chase Chambers is a prime example of what Coach Vitello needs to do to get Tennessee baseball turned around. I know Chase Chambers maybe going to Tennessee Tech at when he was a freshman maybe was overlooked, but I mean he's hitting 400 in college baseball. He should be at Tennessee right now.
Should be.
I got a quick attaboy for Mississippi State baseball, but more specifically,
did you bring your cowbell in this morning?
I did. I should have.
I could hear you clanging it all the way from West Knoxville to East Knoxville last night.
I left in the car by accident. But
his wife probably wrote Charlie Burris on it for him in nice cursive letters.
I do not own a cowbell. But if I did, it would be left in the car today. Mississippi State beat Vanderbilt, which is always fun watching Vanderbilt lose at things. They beat Vanderbilt, advanced to the College World Series for the first time since 2013. Very successful baseball program they got down there in Starkville. But more specifically, to their coach, Gary Henderson, former head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, who has now ended up at Mississippi State. If you don't know, Mississippi State's coach at the beginning of the season was Andy Cannizzaro. And Andy Cannizzaro was, how to say this with the kids listening, he was doing things he shouldn't have been doing with women he shouldn't have been talking to and, you know, the whole thing. And he got fired with cause. And Gary Henderson takes over. And
he had a Hugh Freeze moment.
Yes, more or less. He wasn't calling escorts, but he, you know, was doing things that were out of line. And Henderson takes over. It looks like it's going to be a disaster of a season. I mean, they're just sailed down the river. I assumed they would just nosedive. And they have been, I hate to say this, I'm sorry, they've been resilient. And
but I'm triggered.
But they really haven't, and it's a pretty incredible story. But just, yeah, a huge attaboy to him, because that's what an incredible coaching job, man. To take a team that was in essentially disaster mode, and they're going to the College World Series, man. That's something special. And they got a really special kid on the team, Jake Mangum. That dude's going to be a star. He already is a star. He's required to stay in college for another year. He can't even leave if he wanted to. Dude is clutch, and he's been drafted by a player.
He's kind of embodies everything about a college athlete, where he's been drafted by the Mets and the Yankees and turned them down both times because he wants to play baseball for Mississippi State for 4 years. I have, before we go to break, real quick, have you heard of the Vandy Whistler, Swain?
Oh, that was terrible.
Gentleman who is a diehard Vandy fan, goes to every single game for baseball, and he whistles the entire game. And you can hear it clear as day on TV. And once you notice that it's going on, you can't not notice it. I'll show you a video during the break, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Because
so Vanderbilt has a super fan?
It was terrible.
And he whistled the entire game, and you can hear it clear as day.
Vandy has a super fan.
In baseball, they have several. Well, I think it'd be a good conversation to have after touchdown and turnover.
All right, touchdown turnover coming up next here on the Swain Event. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.